Kempe Golf Club yesterday for, you know, we talked about going to lunch yesterday and we thought, let's go and check out one of the most popular places in town. It's got one of the best views in town. Yep. And I tell you what, didn't disappoint.
Oh, the food was amazing. Actually, the customer service was amazing too. That's always the first thing I noticed. Lovely David. Oh,
Dorso's in there as soon as you walk in the door.
Yes, Maddie from the sports club. Lovely. But, oh my goodness, the food was amazing. Here we go. And you probably won't expect me to say this, but I honestly think it's the best mashed potato I've ever had.
That's a big call.
Well, and I mean, obviously the barramundi was beautiful too, and broccolini and blistered tomatoes, but I'd go back just for the mashed potato.
So you're saying the mash is better than what your mum the penguin made back in the day?
Yep.
God.
Sorry, Mum.
Yeah, she's going to be disappointed.
I know she's already at work now. She won't be listening, so I can say that.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
And thank you, Matt and Dave, for hosting us too yesterday. It was just a really awesome lunch. And they've got these new winter warmer specials, which I just saw. Didn't even know they're on the menu. I'd study the menu the night before just to see what I'd go for. I had my mind set on
a
particular thing. And I was checking out the social media. They've got a great YouTube bunch of videos about tours around the club. So when I walked in there, I knew what to expect, where to go. I knew the conference room was there. I knew there'd be awesome views. And I forgot to totally impress you. By you know, giving you a tour of the club and saying, I know this, just to be a smart aleck, and I forgot all about it.
Well, exactly. So. I had to find the toilet myself. Yeah. I would have really appreciated that.
That wasn't in the YouTube video,
not having to ask the staff. Oh, actually, here we go. While we're on, this is not an advertisement for the sports club, but I am going to praise them massively because they've got music in the toilets. honestly.
What us?
I judge a place if they've got music. If you are a restaurant or wherever, you have to have music in the toilets. I don't want to listen to someone else.
Yeah,
it doing covers a number the one or a number two.
It
obviously.
Covers the splash. I know it's very important.
Music in the toilets, praise.
Japan have been doing that for 40 years, so it's great to see that culture working our way into our place.
Exactly.
I just have a bit of a.
I was going to say, where are you going with this anyway?
Bit of a bone to pick with you again. Mm. I mean, I talked to you about this a few months ago. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we are. Everyone's got their food there. It's all exciting. You know, Brandy had the Korean beef, I had the stroganoff and rice, and you went for some fish dish with mash.
Yep.
And here you go, just grabbing a fork, helping yourself, and going for a bit of a taste thing again, thinking you're entitled to have a taste of everything on the plate. The thing is, if you wanted something else, then you order it. You're right.
Well, I did. Okay, full disclosure.
Or you should have ordered all three or four courses, and you could have had them all there at your heart's content.
I'm hardly going to do that. But your stroganoff looked amazing, and that that creamy sauce. I was just like, I'm having some of that. And it was for educational purposes.
Oh,
no,
here you
to...
go. Educational purposes. This is your excuse all the time. You know, you've got to, oh, yeah. It's like, well, you know, should I go and taste the water behind the bar or should I taste this particular brand of wine or something for educational purposes,
well,
you know?
Look, you're right. I probably am speaking a little bit out of my backside. I like to have a taste of the different things. You know, I want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And
ask
obviously,
the chef for a tasting plate.
No, you can't do
you
that.
You can.
That's high maintenance.
You're the client.
I'd rather just take off yours.
Yeah, I know. And this is becoming an issue. Seriously. You know what, Ali?
Are you legit cranky or are you just having a go?
I'm legit cranky and having a go at you for taking liberties with food.
Oh,
it seems
God.
To be your thing. You think you're entitled to every little bit of food. I mean,
no, I don't. Excuse me.
You do.
I'm very.
Plate of donuts in the office there, so I bet you've been nibbling on those.
No, I haven't had one. Not interested. Yeah. You're the sweet tooth. Now, listen, you need to own it. Am I or am I not the more generous out of you and I?
Oh, don't go here.
Am I?
Don't go here.
Yes or no?
Don't go here.
Answer the question. I buy you food, I buy you drinks, I buy you things all the time.
Yeah, you think you do.
Well, I do.
No, it's nothing about being generous, but...
So I'm just saying you should give a little bit of that back. At least let me take a fork of delicious stroganoff off your plate.
No, you just don't do it, Ali. It's a point of order. You're wrong, okay? You just don't do it.
Sharing is caring.
And I'm really getting sick of, you know, bringing you to task on this, okay?
If I had chips on my plate, are you telling me you wouldn't reach over and have a chip?
Of course not. I don't go where I shouldn't go. If you offered,
in relation to
maybe
food.
I'd take, but I certainly don't go, I'm going to it. Anyway.
Yeah, look, maybe it was a little, because I actually, look, I think maybe it's fair enough for yesterday, because I don't even know if I asked. I think I just
you didn't.
I think I commentated as I was leaning over the table with my fork and going, I'm just going to have a little taste of this. I couldn't
you
resist.
You need Zinc family.
Blame the sports club. The food's too good.
Ali needs chastising Zinc family. She was in the wrong, yes or no?
Or is sharing caring?
No, it's
not. Should you share your food? Is that the question?
No. Nothing to do with sharing.
Okay, so it's just, was I in the wrong for taking food off your plate?
What are you saying, Colin?
I hate it when people touch food I'm eating.
You hate it.
What about a chip? What about a chip?
I don't mind a chip, but if I'm eating food and someone touches my food, I will not eat it.
Oh, really? So are you a bit of a germaphobe?
No, I just don't like people touching my food.
Yeah, look, fair enough.
She needs to keep her mitts off, Colin. Thank you, mate. Hello, Mark. Are you with Ali? Sharing is caring, or, you know, is she in the wrong?
Oh, mate, you need to build a bridge, mate, like sharing's the only thing to do.
Yes! Mark, I'm loving your work, Mark.
Look, hey, okay between a spouse or someone you care about, but a work colleague, seriously?
No, mate, anybody. I've got a mate in Sydney, if you took a chip off his plate, he'd charge you for it. You know, touch your
exactly.
What about Bilko? He's just said, oh, someone you care about. Thanks very little.
No, Ali, I'm with you. It's fair to share.
Yeah, Mark, let's go to lunch together, doll.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good day, guys.
Can you stop, organising a social life here at work? I mean, that's a private thing between you and Mark.
I'd rather go to lunch with someone that is going to share.
Yeah,
little stinge.
You two are great for
Captain
one another.
Stingy.